Good morning, everybody. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com on another beautiful Monday morning. And it is 10.02 a.m. at the moment on the West Coast in California, where I am. I hope that you're all doing well this morning, and I hope you've had a great week. I had a very interesting past few days. I was dealing with some digestive issues, of all things. Remember we talked about releasing last week? Well, apparently that must be part of it, I think, because I peek into part of what I've been kind of going through the last, several years. So turns out I have this, or I'm not going to own it. I up till now have been dealing with something called, at least I think that's what it is. For a while I was just dealing with heartburn. Okay. So just like, you know, every once in a while, I would just like get this really weird hot feeling in my chest and didn't feel very good. So, as you know, as you probably already know, if you listen to my show, I was you know, essentially married to a doctor. We were together for 10 years. And he was a very good doctor. He was, someone who I was very much connected to, and he took very good care of me, and he would step right in whenever I had an issue. So here I was with the heartburn, and naturally he was not a fully Western doctor, but he was a bit holistic and integrative as well. He did a lot of natural therapies, but for the heartburn, he did give me some traditional Western medication. And so every now and then I would just like pop one of those. It was a Nexium or a Prilosec. I'm sure you guys have heard of those because they're always advertising. But I don't like taking medication. But this was a condition that just, you know, I didn't know what else to do because it was so uncomfortable. And sometimes I would just pop a Tums or something like that. And I'm always open to healthier remedies. And I tried a few and nothing really seemed to work that well. So I kind of stuck with the Western stuff, which wasn't really my preference, but I didn't feel like I had much of a choice at that point. So I would pop one every now and then when I got the heartburn. And then I can't remember exactly how this transpired, but there came a point in time when I was trying not to take the heavier stuff like the Nexium, because that's pretty potent. And excuse me one sec. And if any of you have this issue, which I know a lot of people do, I know you know what I'm talking about. But one day it got so bad, and like the Tums weren't working, and you know, all the mild stuff wasn't working. And I ended up in the emergency room. Actually, I took myself there twice because it was just such a flare up. And I felt like I almost at one point couldn't eat without, you know, having it come right back up, which is definitely not a good feeling. And so an interesting thing happened. I'm still kind of, my throat is still kind of feeling the effects of it. So you might, that's what you're hearing probably, along with my normal sinus stuff. But I could feel it kind of when it flares up, it kind of gets up into my throat, which is not good. But I've been on this medication for a very long time, which has kept it at bay. I've been on a very low dose, not the normal dose that they sell in the store, but a very low dose. And I've had it compounded so they can make it a lower dose. Because I really, like I said, didn't want to take too much. So I've been more or less okay. Although in the back of my mind, you know, there were some little issues here and there with you know, my gut not feeling so great and having side effects. Nothing awful, but just annoying little things. So the other day, I guess I forgot to take my medication, and I've been on this for years, like probably going on, who knows, like 7, 8 years, maybe longer. And I don't usually forget about it. It's usually something that I just take automatically in the morning. But I guess I was rushing to get to my class a few days ago, probably like it was about a week ago, I would say. And I forgot to take it. And I didn't notice until probably later that day. And the reason I didn't notice is because I wasn't having any symptoms. And the few times I've tried to go off this medication of my own volition, I haven't been able to, because as soon as I forget to take it, you know, later in the day, the symptoms will come roaring back. And so it's like, nope, I can't not take that. And that's what's been my experience so far. But this time I had no symptoms. I felt fine. And so the next day I said, well, I'm still feeling fine. And maybe I'll just see what happens and I won't take another one. And I'll, you know, just see what happens. And so I didn't take it the second day. And again, I was fine. And I didn't take it the third day or the fourth day or the fifth day. And I was pretty fine. I felt, you know, some slight symptom, you know, like a little tiny bit, but nothing major, like totally doable. And so by the sixth day, well, actually the fifth day was fine. At night, the evening of the fifth day, I started to feel a little uncomfortable. But by that time, I had pretty much assumed that I didn't need this medication anymore. And I was practically rejoicing because, one, it's not supposed to be great long term. Although, like I said, I feel fine. I am fine. My intention and my affirmation is that I totally am fine. I'm well, all is well. And so I'm good, and I know that. Excuse me. But the sixth day, everything was fine in the morning. However, unfortunately, as soon as I ate something, and that's the problem. It was like when I don't eat, I'm fine. If I eat and I don't take medication, that's when the symptoms tend to arise. But on the sixth day, I did eat something, and oh my goodness, I had quite a flare-up, and had really no choice but to take like a double dose of what I usually take just to calm things down. Actually, I took a triple dose, not all at once. I took the regular dose, and then I took a stronger dose later, so it added up to about a triple dose. But that's kind of what I felt intuitively would be necessary just to get things, you know, settled. So I did, and I didn't want to. I was just so dejected at having to continue taking this medication, because I was all set, you know, I'd put the bottle away. I was like, oh good, I don't have to take this anymore. It's finally healed. And I had actually even prayed, you know, and I had asked Spirit for healing. And I assumed this was what was happening because, you know, I believe in miracles. I totally do. I think miracles are natural, like it says in A Course in Miracles. And when they don't happen, something is wrong. So, anyway, I'm back on the medication. I've decided that I'm not going to resist it because resistance is not helping me, frankly. And it's just going to make me feel like crap. And I don't want to feel like crap. So I went back on the medication. I feel much better. And I'm going to do something I don't think I've ever done before. And that is really align myself with having to take the medication. Because I kind of think I was in resistance about it. And being in resistance about anything, as we know, is not the way to go. And so being in resistance, even underneath the surface, even if it wasn't like an active resistance, it's still there. Because I was not wanting to take this medication, right? And I knew that. So there's the resistance. So instead, what I decided was that I'm just going to allow what I need to do to be done. And I'm going to allow that this medication is thankfully here so that I don't have to suffer, so that I can actually eat food and, you know, not have it come right back up. I know this is like delicate and sensibilities and all that, but we're human, you know, we deal with these things sometimes. So I've just allowed myself to reside in gratitude, because when I felt so awful on that sixth day, the relief was very palpable once I took the medication, and I was grateful for that. So I'm grateful that this medication exists. I'm grateful that I am being given something that I need to look at. And I am grateful that there are other ways that I can heal this. I just have to allow them to be shown to me. And, you know, if it takes a while, it takes a while. It's already been a while. So what's a little while longer, right? And I'm just going to remain open. I'm going to... Also, what came up was doing a lot of gratitude, doing a lot of forgiveness, because I talk about compassionate self-forgiveness sometimes. And yeah, I'm doing all the forgiveness for myself, for anyone else that I might feel I need to have some forgiveness for. Although all forgiveness really is forgiveness of our own judgments of ourselves and others. It's really not forgiving the other person like some people think. So I'm looking at the whole thing, and the messages that I got were clear, and letting go is a big part of it. Excuse me. Letting go of any preconceived notions, letting go of that resistance, and just allowing the situation to be as it is, because I can't change it right this second. You know, I might want to, and I'm definitely looking forward to that, but I'm going to be okay with whatever is here, because in this moment, I am fine, and I'm grateful for that. So that's my lesson, and I'm going to learn that lesson, because why would I not want to learn a lesson? It's being given to me for a reason. And so, I feel like there's more to it and there's more to learn from it. Otherwise, it still wouldn't be here. And I think that's the biggest lesson, to just be open to what might still be here to learn. And that goes for any situation that you happen to be in that maybe you can't change right this second. Excuse my voice. I think I need some water. Let me take a swig. I'm also finding that the more water I drink, the better I feel. I know that these patches that I've been using have been helpful, because I did not miss that I was able to go almost 6 full days without this issue. And I've never done that before. Usually it's been like 1, maybe 2 without the medication. But this time I was actually able to go, I would say, you know, 5 entire days really without much trouble. And I never expected that. So that was a blessing. And I'm going to be grateful for that. So let me tell you all who I am. First of all, Lori the Love Sherpa is my self-proclaimed title. Actually, it was given to me by a client of mine who had a session with me one time. And then he said, oh, you're kind of like a love Sherpa. I said, yeah, that's exactly what I am. And so I decided to use that. And I love it. And I hope you love it as well. So there are many reasons I decided to take that title, because love is who we are, first of all. And I like to come from a place of love as much as humanly possible, you know, most of the time. At least that's what I try to do. And because there are only two energies in the world, one is love, one is fear. And all the emotions and everything that happens comes from one of those. And if you're encountering a situation where someone is not approaching you from a place of love, but from a place of fear, then that is a call for love. That is a call to add more love to the situation. Because people in fear are calling out for love. So that's the best way to meet it. The best way to meet fear is with love. And I especially want to say that on a day like today, since there are so many people who are, there are so many people who are really happy today because of, you know, the new president getting sworn in. And there are a lot of people who are not so happy about that today. For the same reason, different reasons, but, you know, for the same thing, the same event. And I just want to say that I want to meet anyone who's in fear with the energy of love, because I know that spirit, God, the divine, our creator, is always in control, is always orchestrating everything for our highest good. And that's the thing we never want to forget. We always want to remember, even if it doesn't look that way, that everything is happening for us, not to us, but for our highest good. And ultimately, that is the truth. So, I am Lori the Love Sherpa, as I was saying, and I am a spiritual psychology practitioner, among other things. And I was trained over at the University of Santa Monica, up in Santa Monica, California. And I also want to send some light up there because of what's been happening in LA. I want to send a lot of light there, a lot of love, and a lot of very peaceful, watery energy, as I have been doing this whole time, actually. Pardon my throat. And so I am here for you guys and gals and ladies and gentlemen. And if you would like, you may come into the Facebook chat and ask questions, make comments. I love questions. I love to respond and help people with any life situations that you may be having. I love entertaining questions, and I love helping people. That's why I'm here. I am a human design projector, and that means that we are guides. We have a natural ability to see the big picture, to see into situations, and to see what's really going on, and to see what many other people don't see. So that's one of my abilities, and I'm grateful for it. So the way you can ask me questions is if you go to our Facebook chat page. And by doing that, the way you do that, actually, is to go to your device and go to 12radio.com, and up will pop a screen with some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So if you hit chat, that will take you into the 12radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And if you've never been here before, just you know, let us know you want to join the group. That's easy. And I believe Serena will let you in. And then you will be here with me. And you can comment and ask questions all you like. So I am going to go into my chat room right now and see who is here. Hey, Renee. She says, good morning. Good morning to you, too. Good to have you here. And Pamela. Hey, Pamela. She says, happy to be listening in today. Hope that you are well. I am much, much better. Thank you. I am very well. All is well. Truly, I'm very, feeling very good today, actually. And I'm happy to be able to say that. And Judith. Hey, Judith. She says, morning. Tara, good morning to you, too. And Edward, blessed morning to you, Edward. I'm glad you're here. I was thinking about you this morning. I was wondering if you're going to be here because I know you've got a lot going on. So, actually, you asked me a really good question last week after I went off the air. I would love to have entertained that on the air because I think there's a lot of learning in that. And maybe I still will, actually. Or maybe if you want to ask me another question, you can do that too. Renee, okay, she says, glad you're feeling better. Thanks, Renee. I'm glad too. Really glad. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's not fun when your body isn't quite feeling the way you would like it to. But thankfully, for me, it was, you know, an easy enough fix. And I'm just going to, I got to go with it. What can I do, right? It is what it is for the moment, up till now. And I'm going to take the path of least resistance, and that is what I like to do, because the path of most resistance doesn't work very well. So, all right, since nobody has any pressing questions just yet, I will read from my little book of meditations, daily meditations, called Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy. And today, I didn't even tell you the date. What day is it? It is January 20th, 2025. And we are going to make this the best day ever. Or at least one of them, right? Okay. So I'm going back to the very beginning of the book. Because this book is a book of 365 daily meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. So it never runs out of meditations. They just repeat every year. So it's great. Excuse me, I had to go clear my throat again. Okay, so January 20th. And this is channeled information, and this is to be received as if spirit is speaking. Okay. All I have is yours when you learn to put first things first. But you must take time and search your heart first in your life. Remember, you can hide nothing from me, so be completely frank and honest with yourself. Does your work for me mean more to you than anything? Or are you inclined to push it into the background and only do my will when you feel like it and it suits you? If so, you are not putting things first. Only when everything is surrendered to me can I work freely in and through you to bring about my wonder and glories. Let not your surrender be half-hearted or fearful. When you give anything, give it wholeheartedly and with real love and joy, and have no regrets whatsoever. Know that I will use your gift in the way it should be used, to my honor and glory, and for the benefit of the whole. So this is something that I was pondering this week, because a good friend of mine and I were talking about this, and we are both in love, I will say, with spirit. Truly, I am so in love with spirit. Spirit is my deepest love. And it's a very nourishing, connecting, fulfilling kind of love. And that might sound funny to some people, but there's a phrase, she who walks with God, and that's how I have always felt my path. I've always felt like that is who I am. That is always who I want to be, she who walks with God. And that just, you know, it sometimes when I really tap into it, it really brings up a lot of emotion for me, because I feel such a deep connection with spirit, and that connection has deepened over the years, especially over the, you know, the past couple of years, I would say, or past few years. And I'm so grateful for that, because it's such a beautiful experience to realize that the energy of God, the energy of spirit, is who we all are. It's who I am. It's how I move through my day. Or at least I try to. When I remember and when I don't forget. When I do forget, I try and bring myself back very quickly, and I'm usually able to do that pretty well, for the most part. So nobody's perfect, because we're in human bodies, right? So it can be challenging sometimes. But when I really feel and know that that's who I really am, and I dwell in that place, it's just the most fulfilling place. And I am overcome with gratitude for everything, you know, even some of the experiences that have not been so optimal, like the one I just went through this last week. And there have been others that I've dealt with, and, you know, I'm still here. We're all still here. And that's the point, you know. It's, we get through things by knowing that we don't just have to rely on our human. We can actually rely on spirit, because that makes it a whole lot easier. Not to mention that, but it also makes the negative stuff clear away faster when you bring in the love, like I was just saying. So I really do love what this says in this reading, this little meditation for January 20th, because it really does make a lot of sense that, you know, are we only observing spirit and listening to spirit when it suits us? Or are we actually allowing spirit to guide our lives? I mean, I think we know what the answer to that would be, if we're honest. Often we forget, like I said, but I think we all want to be guided by spirit, don't we? I do. Because if I have to effort, it's not going to work as well. And I know that, excuse me. I know that the only way I'm going to get anything done around here is if I don't do it all by myself, if I rely on spirit to help me get it done. Because spirit is the larger part of me. So why wouldn't I rely on spirit when spirit is working through me constantly? So, yeah, like it says, only when everything is surrendered to me can I work freely in and through you. It's the truth. Excuse me. I'm not going to be in resistance, and I'm not going to keep pushing against when I can know that there's this God consciousness wants to take care of things for my highest good. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't want that. And also, I love this line about let not your surrender be half-hearted or fearful. Yeah, because it's hard to trust sometimes, right? But when you know, like I do know, even though, you know, I'm human and sometimes we waver, I do know that Spirit's always got my back. And when I know that and I remember that, it makes everything okay, even if I'm faced with something that, you know, isn't something I necessarily want to happen at that moment. But I know that if I surrender it to God, that it's gonna shift. It's really going to. And I love knowing that. I love knowing that that's really all I have to do. And that if there's anything else for me to do, that Spirit will let me know. And I'll be shown that somewhere, in some way. You know, that's why I always advise people to just keep your awareness and your consciousness open. Keep your heart open. And take a look around you, because Spirit is always giving you information if you're open to hearing it. And I do mean hearing it, you know, hearing it with our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, all our spiritual senses, all the clairs, you know, clairsentience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, etc. But these are the things that if we're aware, we will get the answers. It's not that hard once you get used to doing it. And once you practice it for a while, it's actually really easy. It's not a hard thing in the first place, but it does get easier if you're not used to it. So don't be afraid to surrender something to God if you can't figure it out yourself. That's exactly what you should be doing. Just surrender it to God and do what's yours to do. When you are prompted to do that, when you're inspired to take some sort of action. You know, appropriate, inspired action is always a good thing, as long as it is appropriate and inspired. If you have no clue, like, what the hell to do, then pray. Pray. Talk to God. Talk to Spirit. Ask for help. Surrender. Lay it down. Lay the sword down and just allow the answers to come through. The solutions will come. It's really comforting to know that you don't have to worry, and all you have to do is allow Spirit to come in and do the work for you. I feel very comforted by that. I hope you do too. So let me go back to the chat. See how we're doing. Pardon me. Refreshing the page. Okay. Hey, Joni. Good morning to you, too. And Pamela says, I would love a card to start the week, if possible, Lori. I would love to pull a card. And Pamela says, I didn't know that you weren't feeling well when I wrote that, but glad that you're on the mend. Thanks. Well, probably did know on some level, obviously. So let me pull that card for you, Pamela. And I definitely get the hit that this is going to be for more than one person here besides Pamela. So let me pull that card and see what we get. And then we'll see what Spirit wants us to do next, because I have a few ideas. Okay. Yeah, that's the one. And I actually want to say this is, I haven't looked at the card yet, but I have a feeling this card is going to be for the collective, I dare say. Yeah, I think everybody's gonna be able to relate to this somehow. So, oh, this is great. Oh my gosh. I got the angel of guidance for everyone, for Pamela and for the collective. All of us. A renewed sense of direction and purpose will soon manifest. Well, I love that. I can't help but love that. I think that's great. Direction and purpose. Angel of guidance. Just flipping through the book, trying to find the page, the little guidebook that comes with it. They have such amazing interpretations. Where in the world is this page? I'm finding everything. There it is. Okay. Oh, it's long. Okay. This has come up before because I've written little notes in the side of this one, but it's been a while. Okay, the angel of guidance says, "You have felt a bit lost and confused lately, perhaps not sure which direction to take. The angel of guidance has felt your silent cries for help and is here to guide you upon your soul's chosen path. Close your eyes for a few moments and feel a healing, calming, and clarifying light swell from your heart center. Feel it expand through to your auric field, creating an aura of rainbow light around you. In your mind's eye, imagine before you a beautiful golden path surrounded by the lush foliage of trees and flowers, and visualize yourself upon this path heading towards the sun beyond the horizon. The golden path symbolizes your journey in this life, while the sun is the reflection of your soul, which is your guiding light. Stop trying to figure it all out and simply trust, for you are always on the right path, whether you know it or not. Practice the golden path meditation a little each day and surrender all to your angel of guidance, who is here to help you. You will have a renewed sense of direction and purpose very soon. Trust and love." And I want to say, this is what we were just talking about. I love that. I really love when things just come together so perfectly. So I hope that is helpful, Pamela, and I hope that is helpful for anyone else, everyone else who really resonated with that. I resonated with a lot of it. I know some people are feeling very lost today. I myself am grateful. I'm feeling grateful today. I'm feeling a sense of, I'm actually feeling a sense of relief and a sense of newness and a sense of hope. And I'm happy to be able to say that. I feel like the ascension process is well underway. We as humans are ascending and we are becoming fuller light beings and able to hold more light because of all the energy that's being directed our way and helping us shift up to a higher consciousness. And I love that. And I can't help but feel really good about that because everything really is happening for our higher good. And I know this. So, I want to bring back the book that I read from a week or two ago. And this is the book Loyalty to Your Soul, The Heart of Spiritual Psychology, by my teachers, Doctors Ron and Mary Halnick. I like to sometimes pick up a book and just turn to a page and see what message it has for us. So that's what I'm going to do with this book because this was, like I just said, one of the books written by my teachers. And I love them and their wisdom. They are two of the wisest souls that I've ever had the good fortune to meet. and to be taught by. And I learned so much just by being in their presence and hearing what they had to offer. And I want to share some of their wisdom with you. So, directly, not just through me, but directly. So, okay. What I've opened up to is the challenge of speed and noise. Okay. Speaking of noise, there's a very noisy piece of machinery outside my window right now. So I hope that you can all hear me. I actually think you can hear me better now that I'm on Skype, but I also think you can hear the noise more than you could on Zoom. But I guess as long as you can hear me, that's the important thing. Because I noticed it when I listened to the playback last week, which is fine. It doesn't matter. But in case you hear the noise more distinctly now, that's what's happening outside my window. So I will just try and speak louder and more clearly and more distinctly. So, and he won't be here very long. They're usually very fast. So the challenge of speed and noise. It says, have you ever wondered why it tends to be quiet in places of worship, or why you've been advised to listen carefully to the still small voice that speaks within, or why individuals attend silent spiritual retreats? Might there be a relationship between awakening, solitude, and silence? And I'll just add, you know, my own two cents here. I am someone who hasn't always felt really comfortable in silence and stillness. However, you know, like I often like to have some background noise going on, like a podcast in the background that I'm half listening to, or, you know, music of some sort, which is nice. But lately, I found myself in my car with no noise, nothing on the radio, nothing, no podcast, just silence. Because I have found that when I am inwardly focused, I don't need the outside noise. And I've been doing a lot of inward focus lately, and that has brought me to this beautiful place. Part of which I was just sharing with you a few minutes ago. This beautiful place of receiving information from spirit that is really helpful to me and growing more fully in my connection with my higher self, who actually is spirit. So it's been quite a surprising thing to me, because never do I sit in the car with nothing playing until recently. It must probably started about a couple months ago. And sorry about the noise, guys. I know you guys can hear that now. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate calling women guys. That's I don't like being called a guy. It's just I keep hearing it from everyone, and it kind of, I'm a projector, so I tend to absorb what's outside of me sometimes. and I try not to do that. But it's often challenging. But I do my best. So anyway, as I was saying, going inside and really just, like, I was in my car the other day and I didn't even notice that I was sitting there in the silence, because I was focused on what I was thinking about. And it was all good things. It was not anything that I was worried about. I was just focused on, you know, many, many, many thoughts of gratitude and people that I care about, and just, you know, the thoughts that kind of run through your mind sometimes, but nothing bad, which is good. So I was just like, wow, there's nothing playing and I don't mind. And I was just sort of taking in everything instead of trying to obliterate everything with noise. Even when I was sitting in traffic, it was just kind of peaceful because it was still. And that might sound weird to some people, but that's how it was, and it made me happy. So yeah, there's definitely a relationship between awakening, solitude, and silence. So the page I turned to goes on to say, as it turns out, it is in the stillness that love is found. Yes. And that's what I was feeling. Unfortunately, life is filled with noise, rapidity, and distraction. Speed is everywhere. Nowhere is this trend more evident than in measurements of the attention span of people in general, right? And children in particular. There's even a name for it. Attention deficit disorder. We've talked about that too, because yours truly knows that one. I'm very familiar with that. Further, there doesn't appear to be any end in sight. Multitasking is the order of the day. And now with the advent of cellular phones that send and receive text messages, well, they've been around for a while. I guess this book was written a while ago. There's no easy escape without perhaps appearing irresponsible. And to make matters even worse, there's no longer any doubt that what's referred to as an elevated level of stress is a major contributor to many, if not all, diseases. For the awakening person, though, there is a growing yearning for time in the silence. There is a sense of needing time and space for contemplation, meditation, walking in nature, and just plain being alone. Attuning to the inner channel of divine love is supported by quiet moments. Yeah. There's a lot to be said for that. You know, like I was just saying, those quiet moments that I myself have learned to appreciate and didn't even notice that they were happening until I just realized, wow, I'm not rushing to put on a podcast. I'm not rushing to listen to an audiobook. I'm just here alone in my little car cave or wherever I happen to be. Just enjoying my thoughts and just enjoying the presence of spirit here with me. And I feel it right now. And it feels really good. Can you all feel that? Just take a moment and just breathe for a moment. Let your heart open. And just feel the presence of spirit, which is who you are. That's the larger part of you. And just set aside anything that might be a struggle for you right now. And if you're in the middle of, you know, doing something that you can't put down, that's okay. That's okay. Just do your thing and just take a breath. And just do it knowing that spirit is guiding you and doing whatever you're doing right there with you. And that breath of life that you take without even thinking about it most of the time, right? It's just there. That is your connection to life and spirit. And that's why, you know, breath is a meditation. That's why I always say, you know, just breathe. Because taking that breath allows you to let yourself relax. And that relaxed state is the one that is the allowing state. It's hard to be in resistance when you're relaxed. And that relaxation and that state of just allowing yourself to settle is where spirit can step in and you can really feel that energy. So I hope you can feel that. I'm going to go back to the chat since we have just a few minutes left and make sure everybody's okay here today. I always want to hear you know, how everybody is doing, what you're feeling, how this is resonating for you. So let's see. And I don't like to not get to everyone in the chat, because I know I missed a few people last week, and I would rather not miss anyone. Yeah, right, Renee? That card sounds like what you were talking about earlier. It does. Renee says, are you psychic? I would say a resounding yes to that, Renee. I will own that. I am psychic. I am intuitive in many, many, many ways. And I'm really just kind of getting to the point where I can actually own that, because I think it felt for a long time like it was too much for me to actually accept and own. Like maybe I wasn't worthy, but I'm getting, and I think have gotten to the point where I've kind of started to really be able to say it out loud, because one of my teachers a while ago said, you know, when you can say it out loud, that's when it will really be true. So yes, I am psychic. And sometimes mine works a little differently than some other people who are psychic, because I think we all work in different ways. Everyone has intuitive abilities, and I think that some people are just more proficient at it naturally than others. And with some more than others, it sort of takes a little while to show up and really become stronger and stronger. And I can definitely say that mine's become stronger and stronger more recently. So that's a very lovely surprise, and I'm happy to say that. So, and I always want to be humble about it. That's just how I am. I'm not going to be like, you know, bragging about it. I think the energy of spirit is powerful yet humble. I do. And that's how I feel. And Pamela says, what a beautifully perfect card. Thank you. Definitely have been feeling like I've been spinning my wheels. Very frustrating. Yeah, that first part I could definitely feel was resonating for you. The cards are good. These spirit is wonderful. Spirit always sends the perfect message through these cards. That is what I have found throughout doing this show and, you know, pulling the cards for different people. And I love that. I love knowing that we can count on spirit to really tell us what we need to hear. So with that, I am going to make way for Jamie Dawn, and I'm going to make way for Serena after her. Both of these lovely ladies have great shows, and I encourage you to stick around and listen to them and give them your support in the chat too. So I want to thank you all for being here right now. I love each and every one of you. I'm so grateful for all of you, and I'm so grateful that we're all here and we can feel spirit together. Because the power of a group is even more powerful than just the power of one person, you know? It's a lot of spiritual energy, and it can make a difference when you're setting intentions and trying to get stuff done and manifest whatever you need and want to manifest. So I am sending light to everyone's desires. May the peace of God be with you always. I love you. Come back here again next week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.